Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. Ooh. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags, to Roberto Chavez, some kind of fashion shake, get up, stupid. All my friend Nick, I'm around, flat to flat, a podio, brats on the west side, bed bugs, I'm down. What a mess, down to tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, shadoobie. Shake it, ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS. How about this, Mafia? 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans in Des Moines, Iowa, now with us. You gotta love them in Des Moines. Good evening,
Des Moines.
What's happening on 1700 The Champ? I like the name of that station right there, Mafia. They got all of the shows, a lot of them. I know they're getting a lot of us. I don't even know. I hope. Maybe the beginning. Maybe it's at the end. Maybe I'll say it again at midnight, Mafia, in case I screwed it up. I don't know when they carry me. Fun fact. Couple hours.
The whole time, yeah.
We'll see. A lot of them are a couple hours, and then a lot of them are all of them. So I can't keep track of the hours, as you know, Mafia. I'm not really good with clocking in on things.
Like, idiot!
Didn't I run the basketball league for 3 years and forget to clock in every day?
Many times,
for
yes.
3 years.
You're also told not to.
I was also told not to clock in, so they wouldn't pay me. It was a little corrupt, but I don't ask questions. Anyway, if we're on in Des Moines, call me. Because I know we're on tonight starting in Des Moines. It might be at midnight, though. I could be wrong, Mafia. So remind me again to...
Should be on right now.
On right now. This is unbelievable. Woo! Very exciting. Shep's excited. Carver High still off gallivanting. I have no idea where that dude is. So Shep is in here, going to take his job from him at this point. Like, you're here every night now? And then is that pretty much what happens, Mafia? Like the Wally Pip thing? Where you had it, then you didn't have it, then you got it again, or, I mean, it's like a STD or something at this point.
Well, I know we have to see. Is there a story where the one guy loses his job to the other guy and the other guy comes back and takes it back? Because Shep was here and Carver came for him, and then now Shep's doing the reverse.
Or it's like Shep sleeps with his wife, or wait, never mind.
I'm not sleeping with anybody's wife. Let me clear up the rumor.
Shep, you told me already you haven't had a date in like 2 years.
That's more than true. I'm not taking anybody's job, too busy teaching. But you know, anytime you need me, I'm your first guy.
I know. I want you to always be the Phil, for sure. And I told Mafia that. What did I say to you tonight about Shep? I go, I don't care. If Shep, Carver, they're all the same to me. They are all great. They all work great on the show. They're all fantastic people. And it's him. I don't care who it is. They're all good. So I'm cool with everybody. I know they're not cool with me, though. Anyway, I just wanted to say the Brewers are on their way up 4-0. Mafia, this will be the first game that I've gotten wrong in either division our league championship series. Did you know that? Because I was 2-0 in both.
I knew you were doing very well so far. Yeah, this would be the first one.
This will be the first one I lose because the Brewers are up 4-0 and it's after 7. This game's over, if you ask me. They're not scoring 4 runs. You know why? Because the Brewers have the best bullpen in baseball. And I've been telling you for weeks, have I not, that they're going to the World Series. In fact, I'm starting to think they might win it all because of their pitching and bullpen. That's what wins, right? I mean, they are... Without a doubt, the Astros and Brewers, to me, are the best teams. Now, look, it was a huge Red Sox win, and I hit that game. I even bet on 0-10 in the playoffs, David Price. That's how big my onions are. And I won. So there you go. Mafia, how do you feel about my NFL day of 70% winners? Did you like that?
I was on point. It was amazing. Killed it.
I really did. 14-4 in the 1 o'clock games. I hit the Thursday night game. And then I ended up, the only game I did well in the afternoon was that backdoor cover by Denver, which I needed because I had the Rams winning and Denver +7. And I got that backdoor cover. And then I lost Jacksonville, and I lost Tennessee. I thought Tennessee was embarrassing in Smashville. How do you lose 21-0 at home? Well, you give up 11 sacks. That pretty much summed that up. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars are now officially on the poser clock. Mafia, are the Jaguars posers? Because they seem that they – what if they lost 3 of 4? They suck.
And they've given up, what, like 70 points in the last 2 weeks? I mean, this is a team that was supposed to be all about their defense.
Wasn't Jalen Ramsey the greatest player that ever lived?
Yeah, apparently not yesterday, him and his buddies. They're all terrible. The last 2 weeks they've been terrible, and now you're getting exposed to, you know, Blake Bortles having to win games. You're not going to do that without Leonard Fournette and the defense not stopping everybody. They're not going anywhere.
Now they play at home this week. They actually go – did you know that? They go home. And I just wanted to say that. So it might help them if they're playing at home. They obviously play better at home. And then in that game, they're playing the Texans, who are 1-2 away. But anyway, my new podcast, sports betting podcast, For All in the Bets, has all of the tomorrow, episode 43, all the money lines for this week in college and pro football are on that episode.
That's what I'm talking about.
So if you would have listened to my Sunday, number 42 podcast, you would have made a lot of money. Because I sat there in the morning on the Breakfast at Tiffany's Sunday show, and all I did was dole out cash to everybody. Frankly, if you listen to this show on Friday nights, I do the same thing. And we pour beers. So there you go. I hit a ton of games. We'll talk about those games. Ad nauseam tonight on this particular program. Right now, the Niners lead the Packers 24-23. This is all you need to know at all, in my view, about the Green Bay Packers, that they're not going anywhere. In my opinion, if you give up 24 points, basically 21 in the first half to the San Francisco 49ers with C.J. Beathard as your quarterback. Now, look, the kid played at Iowa. I don't think he's the worst quarterback I've ever seen. He's got a nice arm. He throws deep balls well. He hits Goodwin. Boom, they scored twice. The guy had a 178 and 2 TDs in the first half. You know, this is what I'm telling you. If you give up that to that guy, what do you think you're going to do in the playoffs against someone that's really good? Because your defense sucks, and if you can't beat the San Francisco 49ers, they were favored by 9.5. And literally, that's what it should have been, right? So if you can't beat them by 10, you basically are going nowhere. If you ask me, they are going nowhere based on what I'm seeing tonight. The Niners are pushing them around. Their defense sucks. That's all there is to it. Boom. That's it. I don't care if you have Aaron Rodgers, if you can't stop anybody, right? I mean, this is one of the worst teams in football that's rolling all over you.
Yeah, not just that you can't stop anybody. You can't stop C.J. Beathard and Marquise Goodwin. Like, this isn't, you know, some premier matchup. This isn't Gronk and Brady.
Goodwin's one of the fastest guys in the league. He's got blazing track speed, but they never get him the ball. I think Garoppolo would have given him the ball a lot, but Beathard has been hitting him, and the guy's got massive speed, and he proved it tonight with a 67-yarder and like a 35-yarder. I don't know how long the second one was, but it was pretty impressive. So there you go.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Yes.
Okay, so Moff and Pharrell, can you make an argument that you could take Shanahan over McVay? That McVay has the more talented players, but in terms of coaching, X's and O's, you take Kyle Shanahan.
Look, they're both, I think, you know, young coaches that have excelled. Okay, Shanahan had some other jobs as an offensive coordinator, so I think we are more familiar with the guy, right, over the last 5 years, 7 years. So I don't think anyone knew, like normal, every day-to-day people had heard of Sean McVay, right? No one had ever heard of him unless you're in deep NFL circles. Like if you're on the inside, you cover the league, you cover a team, you cover coaches, you would know him, right? So I don't think anybody knew him. I think McVay, clearly you're right, has more talent than the Niners. So it's making him look real good. All this talk about his genius, and he remembers every play of his entire life, and he's got this photographic memory and all that. I just don't care about that. I mean, what did that photographic memory get him when it was 33-31, they barely beat Seattle? Did that help him, the photographic memory of Russell Wilson continually scoring on him? I mean, I don't see what – they're always bragging about how he's smarter than everybody. I just don't buy that. It's simple. You could be the smartest coach in the world. If your players don't execute, you lose to the San Francisco 49ers, okay? So that's what happens. You could be the smartest guy in town and have the hottest chick, but, you know, bottom line is, if you don't execute, she's going to leave you, and if you don't execute, your team's going to lose. So, in other words, you know, I thought that summed it up pretty well, execution-wise, with the leg and with the team. So I think McVay has done better because he has more talent, so I would agree with that. So here's what I want to tell you. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where you go for picks. Thursday, Arizona State hosts Stanford and Denver, Arizona in a terrible atrocity of an NFL game on Thursday. Saturday, Michigan State hosting Michigan. How about Michigan against Wisconsin kicking their ass? Sunday night, Cincinnati, Kansas City. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NHL, MLB playoffs, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Sign up today. Coming up, Jason Lock and Fora next. And then at 11:20 in an hour, we're going to do Brian Fisher, national college football writer for College Football Talk on NBC Sports. Up first, Jason Lock and Fora, NFL Today. Oh, and I also wanted to tell you, very exciting news. Mafia has just handed me this. Sports fans, football season is rolling big time. And it's time to get in on the action with my friends at MyBookie.net. I love MyBookie. App at MyBookie. I love all of it. At, you know, MyBookie.net, the industry-leading sports action website, offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, everything, every sporting event in the world. I mean, they even have, like, celebrity props. They have more props than anyone on the face of the earth. You can take a side, predict scores, track player props. MyBookie.net lets you play without cash or other purchases. It's great. Use promo code Pharrell100 when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than now. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account. Join in on the fun. Use promo code Pharrell, F-E-R-R-A-L-L, Pharrell100 when you register for your account. Get a 100% sign-up bonus. Signing up's easy. You'll have access to your own personal dashboard. That's MyBookie.net, promo code Pharrell100. No deposit is necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I keep telling you, I've said this for weeks on the show, I'm watching Aaron Rodgers play on one leg, and he is just not the same quarterback at all. Now he's got this brace on, right? Mafia, you're watching. I mean, he's, you know, when he's blitzed, he's 206, 41 yards. Bottom line is, they're losing, and this guy's playing at Lambeau Field at home where he lights people up. He's not as mobile. He, you know, he's not running. He's not doing anything. He's throwing on one leg. And I've said since he got injured that his, you know, this season's in jeopardy because of this. At some point or another, what's he going to do when it's freezing cold up there and his knee's throbbing? I mean, honestly, I think this knee injury of his that they're masking and lying about, and he is too, that he's fine and all this, he's just toughing it out. I think it's a mistake to tough it out. If there's something wrong with his knee, they should fix it. And I think it only damages him further. Now they'll say, oh, he's fine, there's nothing wrong with him. All you have to do is watch him to know there's something wrong with him, right? He's limping around. He's playing on one leg. He's not the same quarterback at all. He can't look at it. He just got sacked. He's easy to sack now because he has nothing. He has no speed, no burst, no anything. And that's that. I mean, we got Jason Lockin for us. All right, Jason, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Scotty?
So do you think that, because I'm watching this guy, Aaron Rodgers, tonight. No mobility. No, he has no burst. He doesn't run the ball anymore. He's sackable. He's playing on one leg. It's pretty obvious to me. Now he's got the brace. I said, when it gets freezing up there, what's he going to be like? It's only going to be worse. Don't you think this knee injury of his is going to be the thing that and their defense that's their downfall?
Well, I mean, I actually think he's looked in the last 2 weeks better than he did, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago when it first happened. But he still hasn't looked great. And he hasn't quite been himself, but they've taken him off the injury report at times the last 2 weeks. So, if anything, it should be less of an issue now than previously. I mean, look, they don't have a scheme that's at the vanguard of what the best modern offenses are doing. The offensive line, they're seemingly always got a banged-up tackle or two. They haven't found the feature back in God knows how long, I guess since Eddie Lacy was in his very brief prime. And they're down, you know, they don't have a great group of pass catchers, and they're down a few of them. And saying all that, I still expect a little bit more out of Aaron Rodgers at home on a Monday night in Lambeau Field. I guess we all do, but I just don't think they're a very good football team. You know, I think they're sort of patently mediocre, and Mike Pettine is doing them no favors with what he's got going on there defensively as well. I don't know, Scotty. I just think they're kind of a, especially in the AFC, in the NFC, which is tougher than the AFC. I just think they're kind of a middling team that is going to win 9 games and like. That'll be it. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Head coach there.
I'm with you.
Staff, and that'll be that.
Yeah, I'm with you. So what do you know about Josh Allen's elbow injury? Boy, Peterman threw a nice TD and then threw just 2 horrific picks.
One to the other team.
I mean, just horrible. So what do you know about Allen's elbow?
He's not going to play for a little while. You know, I'd be stunned if he plays this week. Probably not a few weeks after that. I mean, let's be real about the Buffalo Bills. Okay, they didn't want to play him as soon as they did, but they had no choice because Peterman was an abject failure. And they had traded, a quarterback to already, so they didn't have a third guy. Now they have Derek Anderson there. I suspect they try to get Derek Anderson ready to play much sooner than anyone would have ever anticipated. Because Peterman can't get it done. And then, you know, Josh Allen, you're talking about a throwing elbow? Like, boy, do you really want to bring him back any sooner than you have to
no.
get back behind that offensive line with no tight ends, right, and no wide receivers and just Shady McCoy to try to give you a fighting chance? I like what they're doing on defense, but offensively they're nowhere close to being a capable NFL team. So, you know, I don't think he plays for at least a few weeks, Scotty, and we'll see what they're able to do. But at least when Allen's in there, his ability to scramble and break off huge plays with the run game and then throw that occasional laser on the run gives defenses something to think about. Peterman is just a double agent. I mean, he's more likely to throw it to the other team than his own.
Did you, because you live down there in Baltimore, have you ever seen a team have 11 sacks in an NFL game?
No. No. And I've seen some great Ravens defenses. And look, just growing up around here and you know, as a kid seeing the Baltimore Colts and seeing the old Colts Steelers rivalry and then the Ravens Steelers rivalry, you see a lot of good football here. But Scotty, he only dropped back like he only threw like 15 passes. You know what I mean? It's not like they sacked him 11 times on 60 attempts because it was a run-and-gun game, and it was some of these games like Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger played. They didn't want to throw the ball because they know they really can't throw the ball. So the Titans just wanted to run it, and they couldn't really do that. And Mariota was, he was a human pylon. I mean, he was getting it from the A-gap. He was getting it off the right tackle, getting it off the left tackle. I mean, they just looked like they could get to him anytime they wanted, and that has to be incredibly troubling for the Titans because, you know, Luan and Conklin are supposed to be the pillars of that team, and if we know they don't have much on the inside, but if the tackles start getting beat too, forget about it. I mean, that's a team that has played, 3 games this year where they haven't scored a touchdown? I mean, yet they're still 3-3 and right in the thick of it in that crappy division. I mean, whoever wins that division, that division's a joke. Everybody's got a negative scoring differential. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Blake Bortles is terrible. Andrew Luck is right up there. He's got as many turnovers as Bortles. He's forcing it and coming back, you know, off an injury. Watson is starting to round into form. Mariota's just a guy. I don't know what to make of that division.
Yeah, Mafia, tell him about the website you saw about John Gruden, and then I'll ask you my question. First, tell him about the website.
Well, your boy Dennis Dodd put it up. Is GrudenGoneYet.com, where they have a countdown of that 10-year contract. How much is left of it? How much he's been made since you
running
got to the website.
And it has a running tab of the money he's making per minute, and it is insane, this website. All it is a giant – it's like a
countdown clock, and it adds up all the money he's making while
you're
sitting
there watching.
It looks
like a car odometer, and it's just counting money. And then the thing is, what I want to ask you about is, are they really at the point where they're going to trade Cooper and everyone on the team because the head coach has had the game passing by while he got famous on ESPN?
Well, I mean, he's going to want to remake that in his image and with his people and the way he wants it. And he's going to want young guys that he drafted who are untouched by other football minds. He doesn't want to have to correct other people's mistakes. You know, he's going to want this to be as Gruden-centric as possible. And if they're not going to be good for two or three more years until they get settled in Vegas, then I think he's going to tear it down and get rid of everybody who he thinks has value now, and especially recent high picks by Reggie McKenzie. Those guys make a lot of money. Someone should do a counter on how much salary he trades out the door. I mean, Khalil Mack got his $125 million, right? Somewhere else, he's gone. You've got guys like Carl Joseph, a recent first-round pick, making $3, $4 million a year. He's trying to get rid of him. I think he'll trade Gary on Conley. I think he'd be willing to trade Amari Cooper.
Come
he's not
going
to give him away. And the real one will come in 2019. I don't think Derek Carr makes it through the combine next year, still on the Raiders roster. He'll officially be on the Raiders roster because no trade could formally be consummated until the league year in March.
Mm-hmm.
I think Derek Carr is a New York Giant or a Miami Dolphin or maybe a Tampa Bay Buck. He's somewhere else next year.
Oh, wow, that's huge. So I could, you know, the minute you said that, I'll take him in New York with the Giants. I'd love to see that guy play here. Let me ask you about the latest Steeler-Bengal drama. A, the Vontaze Burfict, the whole thing again with this guy. They're saying he was dirty again yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they said that the play was illegal, but the NFL never changes scores the next day. And then my question is this. The Le'Veon Bell situation. I thought everybody had it figured out that this guy was coming back to work today.
Not me. I mean, I don't know where. I mean, I know that he sort of murmured some things to ESPN a few weeks ago, but my reporting's been steadfast that he's said nothing to the Steelers. They're not banking on him coming until maybe some point after the trade deadline. If that, you know, if then, and they called his agent after the story came out in ESPN and said, look, is this legitimate? Like, is this your actual plan? And he told him, no, there really is no plan, you know, and it's up to Le'Veon, and I wouldn't read too much into it. So if he came back this week, it would be really stupid because it's their bye week, and they wouldn't have paid him for it. So they'd have put him on a, you know, and they're going to put him on a, on an exempt list for a couple of weeks whenever he comes back anyway, because Lord knows what kind of shape he's in. But coming back this week never would have made any sense. So now it comes down to, well, do I come back week 8 or do I just wait till week 9 after the trade deadline because he can't officially be traded until he signs his contract? But that doesn't mean that they couldn't agree to a trade, give the team that trades for him permission to talk to him, and then that team would say, hey, Le'Veon, look, we want to bring you in, but you got to be ready to play this week. You got to sign this contract, and you got to be ready to go. And if you're not, we're going to call the other 31 teams in the league and tell them, don't sign this guy in free agency, because not only did he not show up for the Steelers, but we had a trade for him, and he bailed on us too.
So let me ask you, I got to run, but respectfully, real quick, Paul Allen passes away. That's huge.
Huge. I knew that, you know, he had another bout with cancer, but for him to be that you know, became public a couple weeks ago, and now he's gone. And I'm scrambling to figure out what this means for him and the league because he has no heirs. He has a sister, you know, one sibling, but she, from what I can gather, doesn't want anything to do with football and isn't a football fan. And I don't know if he had a private trust set up or if he had someone designated to take over the team. But if not, and that team's on the market, that's a deal break. I mean, what are they worth if the Panthers just got, you know, what, $2.5 billion with a far inferior stadium and a smaller market? And, you know, I'm just very – I'm saddened, but my wheels are also spinning as to what the larger picture here, you know, really is.
Always great stuff, Jason. I love you. Have a great week. Enjoy the games all week long and this weekend. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you.
Jason Lockenfora of NFL Today on CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Pharrell with you. And Shep Mafia as well. I'm on... like a sadness alert here with this Allen passing. Guy was really a maverick, right, when you think about it. Can you imagine, I hate to say it, but I mean, when a guy passes away, but the money that guy made at Microsoft, can you imagine? I mean, can you even fathom the money that guy had? Think about it. I mean, what hasn't, like, Microsoft been involved in when it comes to, you know, the business world and you know, computers and, high, you know, tech and everything and... Can you imagine the money he made? 46th richest person in the world when he died. $20 billion net worth. The guy actually left Microsoft in 83. He remained on the board until 2000 and kept his stake in the company. So that's what it was. So the money he earned through Microsoft Holdings allowed him to buy the Blazers in 88 and the Seahawks in 96. The Blazers reached the NBA Finals twice. They never won the title. However, they missed the playoffs only 7 times in the 30 years he owned the team. The Seahawks won a Super Bowl and reached 3 Super Bowls in 12 postseason appearances during his time at the helm. He also served as a minority owner of the Seattle Sounders in the MLS. Huge loss, I think, for the sports world. And, you know, the guy had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a nice way of saying he had cancer really bad. And he had it before, and it's this, it was a recurrence of it. It was a relapse of the lymphoma in early October. Like 10 days ago, they announced that he had got it again, and then he's gone already. Wow, that's crazy, right? Well, I remember my mom got stage 4 breast cancer in April and then was gone by June. So anything can happen. Depends on when you find out about it, right? It's crazy. And he was a remarkable person, I think. And I think it's really sad that he died. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's always sad when people pass away. But that guy, to me, was pretty much of a maverick in the sports world. You know, it's great that he loved sports, football, basketball, you name it, soccer. He loved all of it, and he owned all those teams. He was such a integral, huge part of Seattle, right? The city itself. You know what I mean? I just think it's terrible that I, you know, saw that today. I was like, wow, that's a bummer. I just think it really is a bummer. Anyway, so rest in peace, Paul Allen, gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like 10 days ago, we were telling you he had cancer again, and he's like getting treatment and everything, and he's gone already. That's just craziness. I hate cancer. I stand up to cancer. I hate it. I've lost friends, family. My sister had it. My mom had it. A lot of my friends have had it. I've lost friends with it. It's just, there isn't anyone I know that doesn't know somebody with cancer touching their family or addiction, one or the other. So it's brutal. How about that mafia, that story that I was telling you about in a car tonight? You already knew about it, but the measles. How about that? When we go to the gym and then some guy, you don't know when it's going to happen or whatever, but some dude, I guess, where was he from?
I don't know where he's from. I
think he was in the Middle East or something, and he brought. I could be wrong, but I think he brought it from there. He had the measles, and he came over here, right?
Right.
And then he like visited like 5 places in, you know, the tri-state area, and one of them was my gym. So the guy was actually at the gym I play basketball at, and he's walking around with the measles. And I was just stunned to hear about that. And it was like all over the news, right? It was all over the TV news all weekend that this guy was rolling around with the measles everywhere. And they named all the places that he went to, and I'm like, Jesus, that's where I play basketball. What could be worse? I've never had the measles. Have you ever had the measles, anybody?
No, it's one of those things you get vaccinated against as a kid usually. Then you get the booster shots when you're very young to try to avoid that.
So do you – you don't do the shots with your daughter, do you?
No, we did like the – in the beginning we did, and then we haven't done it since now.
Like so what about you, Shub? Did you ever do shots? Because I know how paranoid you are about, like, airports and everything. You don't go through the electronic devices and stuff.
Well, radiation is another killer for us, so you can't totally have me in chains for that one. But, no, I mean—
I'm not saying it's bad. Right. I just think it's, well, every time I go to an airport with you, it's like this bizarre ordeal watching you, like, shut down the security line to get physically patted down instead of just going through the thing. I think going through the thing is a pain in the ass. I also agree with you that it's bad for you.
Right.
But you don't do it enough to, in my view, obtain some kind of illness from going. If you go once or twice a year on a trip and you go through that machine, you can't tell me you could do that. If you did it 7 days a week for, you know, literally 40 weeks a year and you were on an airplane, then I might say you got a problem. But when you go twice a year on a plane somewhere, you can't tell me that kills you.
Well, you wouldn't advise me to go to Laguna Beach without any suntan lotion, right?
Same thing.
Right, same thing. But
it's a little different than getting in a machine at the airport.
Well, I'll bring in research someday, Pharrell, because I want to verify this more accurately for you. But look, I mean, like Mafia.
Please don't.
Okay, fair enough. But like Mafia said, I really didn't have any opposition to that. My mom got me early on. So
you got shots?
Oh, yeah. Not the other kind of shots, but I got shots when I was in vaccinations when I was
10. So I just wanted to say that when I was a kid, my dad only gave me shots of bourbon. Which was interesting. Do you remember the story I told you when we went to Comiskey Park, Mafia, and the kid got a stomach ache? We were at a birthday party, and we were at Comiskey Park on the south side of Chicago. Kid starts whining. He's got a stomach ache and wants to go home, and everybody's like, we're not going home, bro. We just got here. Kid's crying. He's got a stomach ache. So my dad and his buddy, who are both alcoholics, are like, give him a shot of whiskey. That'll solve it. And they literally gave this like 10-year-old boy a shot of whiskey, and that was the end of it. I think he vomited everywhere. But that was what, you know, when he drank it, I was like, that's pretty cool. Let me have one. And then they gave me one, and then I went out and bought a bag of weed like about an hour later behind the ballpark. And then after that, I got a prostitute at around 1 in the morning when I ran away that evening. And it was all a downhill slide.
Wait, what is that? So did he at least puke and rally, and the day was saved after that?
I just remember he hurled, and then he went to the shower in center field and took a shower, and he was fine. He was good to go. He went on a date later that night with a man dressed as a woman. I think it was just like one of those things. It was like a movie they were filming in the area. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I'm just kidding. Are you allowed to kid anymore on the radio or in America? You're not allowed to kid anymore. It says here, hold on, let me read this. This is from our bosses. Here, let me read this. We'd like you to never entertain and never make fun of anyone ever, for we will be sued and we will cut off your vocal cords. Oh, okay. There you go. Mafia, I am stunned now with 7 minutes left in this game that the Niners are going to beat the Packers. It's not over yet, but they're up a touchdown. I guarantee you they're covering.
They're up a touchdown. They were, you know, big favorites in this game. I think it was up to like 9 points by the time the kickoff was happening. They're still like 7.5-point favorites going into the second half, even though they're, you know, they had a bad first half. It's just people had so much faith in this because of Aaron Rodgers, and San Francisco's just putting it on them.
Are you a fan of the Halloween movies, Mafia?
No.
How many of them have they made?
27? I don't know.
Is this it? 27? So they have a new Halloween movie out just in time for, go figure, Halloween.
Right. Jamie Lee Curtis is back in it too now.
Is that the same day we have to have our what are they called? The things that I talked to you about on the way to work tonight?
Your benefits elections?
Yes, our benefits elected by Halloween.
Yes.
Do I get candy when I do my benefits?
You do not.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I eat... I bet, Mafia, you don't remember the number on here. I only eat M&M's.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's and almond M&M's because you want to play the clip? I mean, don't you know everybody, junkies only eat M&M's, son? Man, crack addicts love M&M's or whatever it is.
Everybody knows crackheads only eat candy.
I love that. Didn't Dana
That's
White,
not true.
Didn't he call me a crackhead or something?
Yes, many, many years ago.
And he said I had, he made fun of me. He said I was, I can't say the word on the air. I'll be sued. But he said I was less than educated.
Yes.
I was a little slow, if you will.
That's not true.
Mafia's like wondering what's happening to the show tonight. He's already questioned several topics that I've brought up. Death, cancer, carnage, being fat. Lazy, stupid. Anyway, I'm excited, though, Mafia. You don't have to put up with it much longer because later in the second hour, we're going to talk college football with Brian Fisher of NBCSports.com.
Lots of upsets this week. Jeez. Everyone in the top 10 is going down.
Can you believe it? What was the one that threw you for the loop the most? Was there any of them that really stood out to you? Because, I mean, obviously, Michigan – kicked Nebraska's ass.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Or, I mean, Wisconsin. They killed him, right? I mean, that was an absolute waste of time. How about Michigan State beating Penn State? That was huge for them, turning their season around.
That was a very good one,
absolutely. Oregon beat Washington. West Virginia lost to Iowa State. How about Pitt almost beat Notre Dame? Almost doesn't count, though.
How about your boys going down?
Yeah, they went down, but I bet on Virginia, so I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with them losing. But it is what it is. Colorado lost for the first time. How about Tennessee beating Auburn? I got all kinds of hate mail over that one. Do you remember when I said Tennessee sucks? They do suck.
They do. Auburn just sucked worse that day.
Yeah.
And Auburn hasn't been good this year either.
So everybody at Tennessee, all the Vols fans think that it's my fault or something. That I don't know. They're like blaming me. Did you see all the tweets I got about that?
Of course. If you say someone sucks, then in the one game they're going to win, it's a miracle. I mean, they haven't beat them in what, like, 30 years or something was like the first time they beat us, like the first SEC win in like 5 years or something.
I've actually said a million times, I love it. Neyland Stadium rocks. Knoxville's awesome. I love being on the air there. It's great football program, great school, great atmosphere, unequal, great party, fantastic. I've said that Tennessee should be good in college football always because I think it's better for college football that they're good, but they have sucked for 10 years, have they not?
It's the first time they beat Auburn since 99, and the first time they won an SEC game, at least SEC West game, since 2010. So, yeah, they still suck. They won the one great game. Congratulations, you upset Auburn, who's not that good this year.
Well, it shows you that they suck.
You're still mediocre at best and not going to do anything in the SEC.
I agree. I still think they're average, but it was a huge win for them. There you go. I'm looking for other upsets. Memphis almost beat Central Florida. Texas barely beat Baylor. I mean, it's literally. And Georgia lost to LSU. They got their ass handed to them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.